Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Kron. Meseches Kedushin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub. B'zchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Nachman, Ben Malka Miriam.
Today's shiur is on Kedushin Daf Mem Gimel. The daf starts by discussing some of the exceptions to the rule of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. One exception is Me'ila, because we darshan Chet Chet Mitruma, that there is Shlichus, even though by Me'ila it is a Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. And the second one is by Shlichus Yad, which is based on a brisa that's mentioned on the bottom of Mem Beis Amid Beis, that it says, Al Kol Dvar Pesha, from there Beis Shammai learns, L'chayiv Ala Machshava Kemaisa, that even though the person is not Shleach Yad Mamish, he is just has a Machshava of Shlichus Yad, he is Chayiv. According to that drasha, then there is no drasha of Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera by Shlichus Yad, but there is a different chiddush of Shlichus Yad, that L'chayiv Ala Machshava Kemaisa. Rashi learns that the word machshava means a machshava mamish. Rashi says if it's a machshava or a dibur, then the person is chayiv. However, Rashi in Bava Metzia, Mem Gimel Amid Beis, says that when it says machshava, Beis Shammai just means that you're chayiv on a dibur. If he says that he's going to do shlichus yad, then he is chayiv, but not a machshava mamish. And in the Hagois Habach, in Bava Metzia, over there he's ma'ir astira in Rashi. And Toisis over there in Bava Metzia says also, like Rashi in Bava Metzia, Hach Machshava Havi Dibur. Derech Agav, according to the Shitas, that a Machshava means a Dibur, the source of it is because the Drasha of Beis Shammai is from the words Al Kol Devar Pesha, and Devar is Mashma Dibur. But how does it fit in with the Lashon of the Gemara that says, Einoi Chayiv, that says, Beis Shammai says, L'chayiv Al HaMachshava Kemaisa. L'chayra there it says clearly that you're Chayiv on a Machshava. So there's two drachim in the Rishonim. Toisis in Zvachim Davdal Ramid Beis, Dibur Amasa Machshava, says that the psul and kachem of Machshava's pigul is also only when there's a dibur, and he says Vekivon Deleka Maisa Havika Machshava Ba'alma. This could be called by Chazal Machshava, because the main point of Machshava is that there is no Maisa. But in Echanami, it could be that it requires a dibur, and still it could be called by Chazal Machshava. However, the Ritva in our sugya brings in the name of the Ramban that according to Beis Shammai, you need a dibur, and the reason that it's called the machshava is mishum she'enoi tzarech she'yashmi'a lo'oznoi, because this dibur does not have to be spoken out in a way that it's yashmi'a lo'oznoi, that you could hear it. It could be a silent dibur, a whisper that the person himself doesn't hear, and that itself could be called a machshava. And the Ritva says, Hu adin legabi bitul chametz, where it says in the Gemara and Psachim in a number of places, mevatloi beliboi, of course you need a dibur to do bitul chametz. And it's just called beliboi because einoi tzarech lahashmi'a lo'oznav. That's Derech Agav in our sugya, a big chiddush in the din of bitul chametz. That bitul chametz that it says mevatloi beliboi, the Ritva says that it has to be bedibur. It's just that it's called a machshava. It's called beliboi because ain't it tzarech lashmi'a la'oznav. The Ran in the beginning of Psachim on Daf Aleph Amid Aleph in the Daf Yarif says clearly that bitul chametz helps beliboi mamish. You don't even need any type of dibur, and that's because of the words mevatloi beliboi. But according to the Ritva over here, the din of mevatloi beliboi means a dibur that does not need lahashmi'a la'oznav. Al kopanim, that's two drachim to answer the lashon of machshava kemaisa. Either machshava just means anything that's not a maisa, or machshava means a dibur she'en etzarech lahashmi'a la'oznav. That is all according to Shitas Beis Shammai. However, Beis Hillel holds that you're not chayev ala machshava or a dibur kemaisa, and therefore he darshins from Al Kol Dvar Pesha that even if the shomer tells his shliach to do shlichus yad, and the shliach is the one who does it in his place, Yesh shliach l'dvar aveira by shlichus yad. And this is one of the exceptions, according to Beis Hillel, one of the exceptions to the rule of ein shliach l'dvar aveira. In Shulchan Aruch in Chayshem Mishpat, Simin Reish Tzadi Beis, Sif Hei, we paskin like Beis Hillel, that it says there, HaShaleach Yad Bepikadoin, Al Yodoy Oy Al Yedei Shluchay, whether he does it himself or through a shliach, HaReze Gazlan V'nischayev Ba'oinsin, V'nasis HaGzela B'shusay, it already becomes in his rishus, he is chayev on shlichus yad, even if he didn't do it himself, even if he did it al yedei ashliach. There's a great chiddush over there in the Sma, in Sivkatan Yud, where the Sma says, and he quotes of what he himself says in the Prisha in Oizvav, on the tour, it's the same Mechaber, the Sma and the Prisha, and the Sma says that the chiyav of the Mishaleach, when we say Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira by Shlichus Yad, is only in one of three cases. Either where the shliach is not a bar chiyuva, or the shliach is a shoygeg, he didn't realize that it was a shlichus yad, or the shliach pasha doesn't have any money to pay. In any of those cases, then we say that the mishaleach, the shomer who sent his friend to do shlichus yad, is chayiv. But in any other case, the shliach is the one that's chayiv. Even though it says in our Gemara, yesh shliach ledvar aveira, that is mechayiv the mishaleach only in one of those cases where the shliach is not a bar chiyuva, or he's a shoygeg, or he doesn't have what to pay. But if he does, then the shliach is the one that's chayiv. And the Bach over there in Chosha Mishpat and the Toisis Yontif at the end of Perak HaMafkir are matmiya on the Sma that L'chayra he ignored our Gemara. L'chayra he forgot about our Gemara. Our Gemara says that this is an exception to the rule, according to Beis Hillel, of Ein Shliach Advar Aveira. This is a case of Yei Shliach Advar Aveira. If there is Shlichus, then the Mishaleach should be Chayiv B'chol Oifen. Even in a case where the Shliach knew, and he was a Bar Chiyuva, and he has money to pay. But Yei Shliach Advar Aveira, we apply the Parsha of Shlichus. The only reason the Mishaleach is Potter would be because Ein Shliach Advar Aveira. But if you hold by Shlichus Yad, Yei Shliach Advar Aveira, which Beis Hillel darshins from the Pasuk, Al Kol Devar Pesha, so then the Mishaleach should be Chayiv B'chol Oifen. Why does the Sma say that the Mishaleach is only Chayiv in these exceptional cases, but if not for that, the Shliach would be Chayiv? And it's Taka, Tmir Abasi, on the Sma. However, the Shach over there in Sifkatan Dalid says that his father went out on a limb to be Miyashev this Kasha on the Sma, and the Lashon of the Shach is Kikano Misayea Kano, because the Shach and his father were Koyanim, and the Sma was a Koyan as well. So it's a Kayin being Misayeya, another Kayin. The Lashon is, of course, borrowed from the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Kufhei Amir Aleph, Rav Kahana Misayeya Kahani. Al Kopanim, the Shach's father says that the Pshan in the Sma is as follows, that even though it says in our Gemara that by Shlichus Yad we have a Limud, that Yei Shliach Ledvar Aveira, that does not remove the Chiyah from the Shliach, because there is a Svara, after all, of Divrei HaRav, V'Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishoimin. He should not have listened to the Divrei HaTalmud. He should have listened to the Rabbeinu Shloilem. And therefore, he's definitely Chayiv. The only thing that the Yesh Shliach Advar Aveira is Mechadish is that there's also a Chiyuv on the Mishaleach, because Yesh Shliach Advar Aveira. But since the Shliach who did the actual Maisa of the Shlichus Yad, he is Chayiv, so he's always going to have to pay. And the Chiyuv of the Mishaleach is only Negea when the Shliach is not going to be Chayiv to pay. For example, if he's not a Bar Chiyuva, or if he's a Shoigeg, or if he does not have money to pay. But in a normal standard case, even though there's a limud of Yei Shliach Ledvar Aveira, still the Shliach is the one who's going to have the Chiyuv. And the Shach ends off and says, V'chein mashma b'tois v'srid, that it's mashma and the Tois is written Kiddushin, like this Chiddush that his father explained, B'das HaSma. And what the Shach means is, because on Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis, when the Gemara asks that if the person was Shaleach the Be'era B'yara Pikeach, the Pikeach is Chayiv, the Gemara asks, V'amai Neima Shluchai Shaladam Kemoisai. And when the Gemara asks that you should say Shluchai Shaladam Kemoisai, Rashi explains, Yischayiv Shalchai V'loi HaShaliach, then the Mishaleach should be Chayiv and not the Shliach. However, the Tosis Rid says, V'nichayiv ha-mishaleach, that the kasha is that the mishaleach should be chayiv, pirish, v'af agav, the shliach loy motzi le'ifturei, the shliach can't become potter, kivan duhu pikeach. Still, nafkamina di'ileka l'ishtalume minei, mifra mina mishaleach. That if the shliach doesn't have money, then the mishaleach should be chayiv. That's the Gemara's question. But the Tosis Rid understands that even when the Gemara wanted to say, yei shliach ledvar aveira, that does not exempt the shliach. That just makes it that the mishaleach is also chayiv. Nafkamina, if the shliach doesn't have money to pay, but al kapanim it's mevur in the Tosis Rid that even when we would say, yei shliach ledvar aveira, it does not pater the shliach, and therefore the sma could be right lahalacha, that even though we say by shlichus yad, yei shliach ledvar aveira, still, in most cases, the shliach would be chayiv, and the mishaleach is only chayiv when the shliach doesn't have money to pay back, or if the shliach was shoygeg or lav bar chiyuva. What's interesting is that in the Chidush Chsam Sofer, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch there, he says that l'chayra then you see from Rashi, not like that. Because if Rashi explains the Gemara's question, of Shlucha Shaladam Kemoisa Yischayev Sholchoy Veloy HaShaliach, Rashi seems to learn that Yesh Shliach LeDvar Aveira does exempt the Shliach in Gansen, and that's not like the Sma. However, the Chassam Sofer says, no, you don't have to see from Rashi, not like the Shach's father's Pshat in the Sma, because Rashi explained like that in the very beginning of the Sugya, before the Gemara introduced the Svara of Divrei Arav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishayman. The Gemara was just asking Stam that we should say Shlucha Shaladam Kemoisa. On that, the Gemara answered, "Shani Hasam, the Ein Shliach Dvar Avera, Darminon Divrei Arav, Divrei Atalmud, Divrei Mishayman." Oh, once the Gemara introduces the Svara of Divrei Arav for Divrei Atalmud, then Rashi could agree to this Yisoid of the father of the Shach that once we say the Klal of Divrei Arav, Divrei Atalmud, then the Shliach is always Chayev, and even if we'll have a Limud that by Shlichus Yad Yesh Shliach Dvar Avera, still we could say that that does not exempt the Shliach. It just means that if the Shliach doesn't have money to pay back, then the Mishaleach would be Chayev. Al Kopanim, the pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch, the pashtus of the Paiskim, is that if you hold by Shlichus Yad, Yeh Shliach Hadvar Aveira, so then the Mishaleach is Chayiv B'chol Oifen, but Al Kopanim, the Chiddush of the Sma is that the Shliach is Chayiv except for when he doesn't have money, or when he's a Shoigeg, or a Lav Bar Chiyuva, that Chiddush is not Nistar from our Gemara, because our Gemara would be saying, according to the Shach's father, that Yeh Shliach Hadvar Aveira, the Mishaleach will be Chayiv in a case where the Shliach doesn't have money to pay, but in a normal case, the shliach would be the one who has to pay for the shlichus yad. The Gemara then says that by tficha and mechira as well, we say yei shliach ledvar avera, either because we compare tficha to mechira that you're chayav al yidei acher, or we darshan oi l'rabbi says hashliach, or tachas l'rabbi says hashliach. Ba'al kolpanim, the Gemara then says that we have three cases where yei shliach ledvar avera, by me'ila, by tficha and mechira, and according to Beis Hillel, by shlichus yad. The Rambam in Hilchas Me'ila, Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, says that this that we say Yei Shliach L'Dvar Aveira by Me'ila, when someone sends a Shliach to do Me'ila, that's only if the Isser entailed just Me'ila. However, if let's say someone sends his friend to eat Basar that was also a Basar Oila, not just that it was Kachin, but it was Oila, where there's an extra Isser of Achilas Basar Oila, in such a case, loy ma'al elo ha'oichel bilvad, then the mishaleach is not chayiv, only the shaliach is chayiv. Shaharei hu chayiv be'isser acher yeser ala me'ila, because there is an additional isser besides me'ila. Uvechol ha'toira kula ein shliach ledvar haveira, ela be'me'ila levada, shalo yis'arev ima isser acher. Only by me'ila we say yei shliach ledvar haveira, where it's not mixed in another isser. But if it's mixed in another Isser as well, like the Isser of Achilas Besar Oila, then Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira. In the Chidushei Ma'arit, in our Sugya, he's matmiya on the Lashon Rambam. How could the Rambam say, B'chol HaToyra Kula, Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira, Ela B'me'ilo Levada? True, the point of the Rambam is that by Achilas Basar Oila, that's an Aveira, like any other Aveira, that we would say, Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira. But we have two other cases where there's Yei Shliach Ledvar Aveira. We paskin like Beis Hillel by Shlichus Yad and Tficho Mechira. So how could the Rambam say that in Kol HaToyra Kula there's no Shliach Ledvar Aveira except by Me'ila? Me'ila is not the only case where it's Yei Shliach Ledvar Aveira. Says the Ma'arit that the Diktuk Lashon HaRambam is because the Parsha of Shlichus Mamish, where we say that the Maisa of the Shliach is Misyaches to the Mishaleach, by a Dvar Aveira, that is only by Me'ila. This that you're chayiv when you send a shliach to do shlichus yad, lav midin shliachu. That's not mamish with the parsha of shlichus. Ela midin pshia. That's considered a pshia. In other words, if you are poishaya and do shlichus yad, either if you do it yourself or if you tell someone else to do it, that is all included in shlichus yad. As it says, al kol devar pesha, says the Ma'arit, what it means is, afilu dibur pesha mikri. Even a dibur is called a pesha. In other words, if you send someone else to do shlichus yad, you are chayiv. But even though the Gemara calls that yei shliach ledvar aveira, it's not really working with the parsha of shlichus that what he does is misyachis to you. It's just that that is also considered a pshia, whether you do shlichus yad by yourself or you arrange that someone else will do shlichus yad. That is all included in the pshia of shlichus yad. And by Tvicho Mechira as well, it's not the pshat that when you send a shliach to shecht for you, this behema, it's as if you shechted it. No, your chiyav is because the Torah was makbid that you shouldn't be nene from this behema. Through Tvicho, you're being nene from the basar, or through Mechira, you're being nene from the money. So that chiyuv is even al yedei acher, because soif kol soif, you were nana from the basar. That person shechted it for you. You're going to have the hano of the basar. So in that case, you're chayiv. So says the Ma'arit, the big chiddush, even though our Gemara says that there are three cases of yesh shliach hadvar aveira, me'ila, shlichus yad, and tficha mechira, really only by me'ila is it the parsha of shlichus mamish, and that's the lashon of the Rambam, that b'chol ha'toyra kula, ein shliach l'dvar aveira, ela b'me'ila levada. But by shlichus yad and by tficha mechira, you're chayiv because it's considered a pshia, or because soif kol soif, you're being nene from the basar al yedei tficha, but it's not with the parsha of shlichus mamish. This is noigeya to the kasha of the Mishnah Lamelech on the Rambam in Hilchas Geneva, Pera Gimel Halachavav. The Rambam over there, when he says the halacha of Yesh Shliach Ledvar Aveira by Tvicha, says that if the ganav made a shliach to do the shchita, to do the tvicha on this animal, v'shochat loy ha-shaliach b'shabbos, and the shliach shechted it on Shabbos, in addition to being over this aveira of tvicha, he was also over a chilul Shabbos, harei ha-ganav chayiv b'tashlumei dalet v'hei. The ganav is chayiv because yei shliach l'dvar aveira on tvicha. Frek the Mishnah Lamelech over there in Hilchas Geneva that it's a steer in the Rambam, because the Rambam just got through telling us in Hilchas Me'ila that when there's an Isser Acher Me'uriv Boy, then ain't Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. The only time there was a Shliach L'Dvar Aveira was by Me'ila, but if it's also an Isser of Basar Oila, then ain't Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. So the same thing, if you're going to say Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira by Tvicha, if there's an Isser Shabbos Me'uriv Boy, we should say ain't Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. So how come the Rambam says in that case Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, and the Mishaleach, the ganav who instructed this shliach to do the tvicha, is chayiv dalet vehei, even when the shliach shechted it on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Lamelech suggests that there's a difference if you told the shliach to do the aveira. In the case of me'ila, you told him to do the aveira, to eat, and that includes me'ila and isra achilas basar oila. Over here, all you told the shliach was to shecht. That's one aveira. The shliach on his own decided to do it on Shabbos. That's the lashon of the Rambam. Asa shliach lishchot loy. He made him a shliach to shecht. V'shachat loy hashliach b'Shabbos. But he chose on his own volition to do it on Shabbos. And therefore, in such a case, we would say yei shliach l'dvar aveira, even if there's an iser achem me'uriv boy. That is the teretz of the Mishnah Lamelech. And he says, "Vizeh pashut be'enai," but lemaisa his svara is not pashut bechlal, because if the svara of davar achem me'uriv boy, if there's an iser achem me'uriv boy, ain't shliach hadvar aveira, that means that this maisa that's being done is not being misyachis to the mishaleach, because only by certain cases do we say yei shliach hadvar aveira. But if there's an iser achem me'uriv boy, then the regular klal of ain shliach l'dvar aveira kicks in. And if that's the case, if there's another iser me'uriv boy, this maisa, because of that other iser, is not misyachis to the mishaleach. So soif kol soif, over here, the shliach is doing the tvicha on Shabbos, it shouldn't make a difference if the mishaleach instructed him to do it on Shabbos or not. L'maisa, this is a maisa aveira of chilul Shabbos, and in such a case, we should say, ein shliach l'dvar aveira. The Mishnah Lamelech himself brings that the tour in Choshe Mishpat Simen Shin Nun brings that the Shitas HaRambam is that the Mishaleach is chayiv on Dalet Vehei, even if he made the shliach to shecht him on Shabbos. Not like the Mishnah Lamelech's chiluk, that it's only if he made him a shliach stam and the shliach on his own decided to do it on Shabbos. The tour says clearly that even if he made him a shliach to shecht it on Shabbos, still the Rambam would hold yei shliach l'dvar aveira. And that's what it's mashma, and the Rambam himself in Pirush HaMishnayis in Bava Kama Daf Ayin Tesamad Aleph, that he says there that if you made him a shliach to be toiveach on Yom Kippur, yei shliach l'dvar aveira, and the mishaleach is chayiv dalet vehei, even though it's mashma clearly in the Rambam that you made him a shliach to shecht it on Yom Kippur, you told him to do it on Yom Kippur. So all of this is mashma, not like the Mishnah Lamelech. Side the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis in Bava Kama, side the Tur in Choshe Mishpat, it's mashma that the Rambam held that by Tvicha, yei shliach l'dvar aveira, even when there's an Isser Acher me'uriv boy, and even where the Mishaleach sent him to do that Isser Acher. So if we don't answer like the Mishnah Lamelech, then the Kasha comes back to steer on the Rambam. Why by Me'ilo does the Rambam say if there's an Isser Acher me'uriv boy, then ain't shliach l'dvar aveira, whereas by Tvicha, if there's an Isser Acher me'uriv boy, we're still going to say yei shliach l'dvar aveira. So the Ktzois in Simen Reish Tzadi Beis, Sifkatan Aleph, says that you could answer the Stira and the Rambam based on the Maharit that we just mentioned. That the Maharit says, and he's medayikit from the Lashon HaRambam Alein, that the only time we say the real Parsha of Shlichus, when it's a Dvar Avera, is by Me'ila. B'chol HaTorah Kula, ain't Shliach L'Dvar Avera. Ela b'me'ila levada. If that's the case by me'ila, where we're working with the parsha of shlichus, that the ma'isa of the shliach is misyachis to the mishaleach, then we say if there's an iser achem u'riv boy, that ma'isa cannot be misyachis to the mishaleach, because haray, there's another iser. There's an iser of eating basar oila. If this ma'isa is not misyachis to the mishaleach, then the shliach is chayiv and not the mishaleach. However, by tvicha, as we just explained from the Ma'arit, it's not with the regular geder of shluchai shel adam kemoisoi. It's that the Torah was makbid that you shouldn't be nene, this extra hana of the tvicha of the basar, and then having the shechted meat. And the Torah is makbid that you shouldn't do that, sai al yedei atzmai, sai al yedei shliach. Even if you send someone else, it's still a problem. But not because the maisa hashliach is misyachis to the mishaleach. If that's the case, says the ktsois, then you'll be chayiv, even with an iser achem u'rivboi. Because the only problem with Isser Achem Uruv Boy is that Maisa, since it has another Aveira of Chilul Shabbos or Chilul Yom Kippur, then it can't be Misyachis to the Mishaleach. But by Tvicha you're Chayiv, even if the Maisa is not Misyachis back to you. Stam, if you're Nene Al Yedei Tvichas Acher, then the Torah was Mechayiv you. And if that's the case, even if there'll be an Isser Achem Uruv Boy, the Rambam would hold that the Mishaleach is Chayiv, and that's why it's not a steer in the Rambam. Only by Me'ilo we say that there's an Isser Achem Uruv Boy, then ain't shliach advar aveira, and the mishaleach is not chayev. But by tvicha, where it's not really the parsha of shlichus, it just means that you're chayev even if the tvicha is al yedei acher, there the Rambam correctly paskins that yei shliach advar aveira, and the mishaleach is chayev dalet vehei, even if there is an iser Shabbos mu'uriv boy. At the end of the sugya of ain't shliach advar aveira, the Gemara says that according to the man de Omar, shnei ksuvim haboim ke'echot melamdim, so the makar that ain shleach l'dvar aveira b'chala Torah kula is from shchutei chutz, since it says hahu twice. We learn out that just like by shchutei chutz, he's only chayiv if he does it himself, not al yedei shliach. Hu adin by other averas ain shleach l'dvar aveira. However, if you hold shnei ksuvim haboim ke'echod ain melamdim, then the Gemara says that the psukim of hahu hahu are learnt out by shchutei chutz to teach us other limudim, and it's not mefurish according to that man da'amar what is the source of ein shliach l'dvar aveira by kol ha'Torah kula. The shnei ksuvim haboim ke'echod by me'ila and tvicha are ein melamdim. We don't learn out from there that yei shliach l'dvar aveira. But what is the source that ein shliach l'dvar aveira? So for that, Rashi dibur ha'maschil Ulamanda Omar says that Misvara ain't shliach l'dvar aveira, because we say Divrei Arav, Divrei Atalmud, Divrei Mishaimin. So it all goes back to that Svara of Divrei Arav, Divrei Atalmud, Lafi the Maskana. According to Tosfos on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, you could say a different pshat in the Maskanas HaGemara, because Tosfos earlier on Lamed Hei Amud Aleph, Dibur HaMaskil Elo, says that when it says shnei ksuvim haboim ke'echod ein melamdin, the pshat is not just ein melamdin, that we don't learn out that halacha, but it's like a miut, Taisa says, that it's those two psukim are the specific examples where we have that, but it's melamdim that in general we don't apply that klal. So if you have shnei ksuvim haboim ke'echod, me'ila and tvicha, that teach us yesh liach dvar aveira, it's ke'ilu there's a miut, that only in these cases yesh liach dvar aveira, but in kol ha'Torah kula ain shliach dvar aveira. According to that, you don't have to say that the source of ain shliach dvar aveira would be misvara, you could say that the source is from the shnei ksuvim, that by me'ila and tvicha yesh liach dvar aveira, that's gufa a makar, that ba'alma ain shliach dvar aveira. The Marsha earlier on Daf Lamed Hey shows from the Cheshbon that Rashi there does not hold like the aside of Tosfos, so it would work out nicely that Rashi Lishitasai does not say that the source is from the Shnei Ksuvim. Shnei Ksuvim Abam Ke'echod Ein Malamdin just means that we can't learn out that halacha, but we don't learn out Fakert either. So if we want to have a source to the opposite, that Ein Shliach Advar Avera Ba'alma, you need another source. So Rashi says that goes back to the Svara of Divrei Arav, Divrei HaTalmud. But Tosfos Lashitasam could learn that itself, the Shnei Ksuvim of Me'ila and Tvicha, could be the source that B'chol HaTorah Kula Ein Shliach Advar Avera. And the emes is that Tosfos in Bava Metzia, Dav Yura Midbeis, Dibur Hamaschil Ein Shliach Advar Aveira, when he quotes our sugya that says Ein Shliach Advar Aveira, he says Beperek HaIsh Mekadesh
Ika de Yalif Mishchut Echutz. There is an opinion that learns it out, Lamaskana from Shchut Echutz. And of course, that's the man, the Omar Shnei Ksuv Mabom Kechod Melamdim. Like the Gemara says by us, that according to him, the source is from Shchut Echutz, with the Imeino Inyan, that we learn out that Ein Shleach Advar Avera Ba'alma. And Tosis continues, the Ika de Yalif Mishum Dahavale Me'ila Utvicha Shnei Ksuv Mabom Kechod De Yei Shleach Ve'ein Melamdim. And some hold that the source of Ein Shleach Advar Avera is because Me'ila and Tficha are Shnei Ksuvim Abom Ke'echod, that in those two cases, Yesh Shleach Advar Avera, but Ba'alma, Ein Shleach Advar Avera. And that's Mamish, this Pshat that we just said, based on the Tosfos on the Flamed Ei. So Rashi goes L'shitasai, and Tosfos go L'shitasam, that Tosfos holds that Shnei Ksuvim Abom Ke'echod could be a Malamed that Ba'alma, it doesn't have the din of those Shnei Ksuvim, and therefore the source of Ein Shleach Advar Avera, according to the Manda Omar, Shnei Ksuvim Abom Ke'echod, Ein Malamdin, is Gufa the Psukim of Me'ila and Tvicha. That's why Tosis in Bava Metzia says that that's the source according to the Man D'Amar Ein Melamdin. But Rashi that holds that it's not like a Miyot, it's just Ein Melamdin that halacha, and it remains neutral. So then Rashi over here, L'shitasai, has to say that the source is from the Svara of Divrei Arav, Divrei Atalma, Divrei Mishayman. According to the Man D'Amar, Shnei Ksuvim Abom Ke'echod Ein Melamdin, the Gemara says that the Psukim of Hahu Hahu by Shchut Echutz are teaching us other dinim. And one of the dinim is shnayim sha'oichazin b'sakin v'sha'oichatin, that they're potter. That if you have two people that are doing shchut echutz together, then it's potter because it says hahu, and that's memayit if you have two people shechting with one knife. The Tosfos Arash earlier on daf mem beis amid beis and the Ritva by us ask, why do you need a limud to teach us that when two people shecht with one sakin, they're not chayiv? The pasuk in Vayikra, Parshas Vayikra, Perek Dalet, Pasuk of Zayin, says Ba'asoy So, and the Gemara in Shabbos Tav Tzadi Beis Amid Beis Darshins, that Shnayim Shashaychatim Pturim. If you have two people that shecht, then they're potter. And therefore, that's called the klal of Shnayim Shasu. If two people did it, they're potter. So why over here by Shchut Echutz do we need a Bazunder Idrasha to teach us that they're not chayav on Shchut Echutz? Let's learn out from the regular din of Ba'asoysa that Shnayim Sha'asu Pturim, which the Gemara Gufa applies to the Klal of Shchita. So the Rishonim answer both the Tosfos Rosh and the Ritva that we would have thought that Shchut Echutz is more chamor because it says Ish Ish in the Parsha of Shchut Echutz, and the Gemara in Zvachim Kuf Ches teaches us that from the Pasuk of Ish Ish we learn out that if two people are Ma'ale Bachutz, they take an Eiver and they're Makderit Bachutz, so even though it was two people together, they are Chayiv because of Ish Ish. So I would have thought that the same thing applies by Shchut Echutz. And that's why, says the Ritva and the Tosfos Rosh, that's why over here you need a special pasuk of Ahu to teach us that only by Ha'alah Bachutz you have the drasha of Ish Ish, but by Shchut Echutz we say that if two people are holding the knife and they shecht it, it'll be Pater. But Al Kapanim, we can't rely on the Algemeinu drasha of Shnayim Sha'asu Pturin, because by Shchut Echutz we would have a separate Havamina that they would be Chayiv, and therefore you need its own separate drasha. The Pnei Yeshua in Shabbos Daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Aleph suggests a different teretz to this kasha, and he says that it could be that the Ptur of Shnayim Sha'asu is said specifically Lagabe Shabbos, even though the Pasuk of Ba'asoysa is said in general in the Parsha of Karbonis, but it could be that the Ptur is only B'negeah to Hilcha Shabbos, as we see that in the Gemaras, it's only brought in the sugyas of Hilcha Shabbos. And the Pnei Yeshua is Mitzayin to our Gemara, and what he means is that if you say that this Ptur of Shnayim Sha'asu is only by Shabbos, so that answers the Ritva's Kasha. That's why you need a special drasha over here from Hahu, because you can't rely on the drasha of Ba'asoysa to teach us that by Shchut Echutz, the people are Pater, because that drasha of Ba'asoysa is only B'negeah to Hilcha Shabbos. The truth is in the Tshuvas HaRashbo Chelek Aleph Simen Chof Ches, he says Bipshitus that the Ptur of Shnayim Sha'asu is only Lagabi Shabbos, and the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tezvav Ois Tes assumes this Bipshitus as well. So according to these Mefarshim, that would be a new teretz to the Kasha. But of course, we see from the Ritva and the Tos HaRosh, who applied the Klal of Shnayim Sha'asu to our Gemara and didn't answer like the Pnei Yeshua, that they hold that the Ptur of Shnayim Sha'asu is said in general and not only Lagabi Hilcha Shabbos. But Al Kapanim, if you'll say like the Tshuvas HaRashba that it's only Lagabe Shabbos, then we can answer simply like the Pnei Yeshua that that's why you need a separate drasha in our sugya. There's a new teretz that's said by the Nesivus in his Sefer Makar Chaim. At the very end of the Sefer, he has Ha'aras on the Magen Avram in Simen Reish Samach Vav, and the Nesivus says that it could be that the p'tur of Shnayim Sha'asu is only a p'tur from carbon when you do it b'shoigeg, even if it's not limited to Hilcha Shabbos, but it's only to pater them from a carbon when they do it b'shoigeg. But if two people do the Avera b'mezid, and it's two people doing it together, Shnayim Sha'asu, then they would be Chayiv Malkus. And he is Mitzayin our Gemara. And what he means is that according to this Yesoid, that would be a new teretz to the Ritva's Kasha. Because it could be that you need the drasha of Hahu to pater when two people are doing it b'mezid. True, when two people are shechting b'shoigeg b'chutz, so then they would be pater because of the drasha of Shnayim Sha'asu, but you need the drasha of Ahu to pater them even when they did it b'mezid. The Klichemda in Pashas Yisroi discusses this shaila and proves from the Ritva that he didn't hold like the Nesivas, because the Ritva didn't answer his kasha like this. The Ritva had to say that you need, because you would have had a special havamin over here because of ish. It's masha from the Ritva, from his kasha, and from the fact that he didn't answer like the Nesivas, that the p'tur of Shnayim Sha'asu is not merely lagabe karben chatos, but it's also lagabe malkus if they did it b'mezit. There is one final teretz to this kasha, and that is said by the Keren Oira in Zvachim Daf Kuf Ches Amar Aleph. And he says that the p'tur of Shnayim Sha'asu is said in the Gemara in Shabbos specifically by Ze Yochol v'Ze Yochol, when either one of them could have done it on its own. But if it's Ze Eino Yochol v'Ze Eino Yochol, if each one couldn't have done it on their own, then there is no p'tur of Shnayim Sha'asu. So it could be the drasha of Hahu is needed to teach us that by Shchutei Chutz, even if it was Ze Eino Yochol, Ze Eino Yochol, the knife was so heavy that you needed both people to lift it up, still it would be potter. And the truth is that in the Tosfos Rabbi Kiva Eiger, on the side of the Mishnayis in Zvachim, Perek Yud Gimel, Ois Kuf Aleph, Rabbi Kiva Eiger is mistapik about this. If by Shchutei Chutz the Ptur is limited to Ze Yochol v'Ze Yochol, like the Gemara in Shabbos, or maybe the Ptur includes even a case of Ze Eino Yochol v'Ze Eino Yochol. And Rabbi Kiva Eiger brings a raya from the Ritva, from our Ritva and our Sugya, that by Ze Eino Yochol v'Ze Eino Yochol, they would be Chayiv. And what Rabbi Kiva Eiger means is, because or else the Ritva would have answered like the Keren Oira. The Ritva would have said that the Pasuk of Hahu is needed to teach us that you're Pater, even in the case of Zayin Ayachal v'Zayin Ayachal. If the Ritva doesn't answer that, so it's clear that the Ritva assumed as a Davar Pashut that in that case you'd be Chayiv, you're only Pater because if it's Zayin Ayachal v'Zayin Ayachal, and then already we could have learned it out from the Pasuk of Ba'as Oisa, from the din of Shnayim Sha'asu. So Al Kopanim, the Toysis Arash and the Ritva ask the kasha, why over here do we not apply the p'tur of Shnayim Sha'asu? L'chara, the p'tur would apply, and they say a new teretz that it's because we would have a havamina from ish that Shnayim Sha'asu would be chayiv, but from the fact that they didn't answer that the din of Shnayim Sha'asu is only l'gabe Shabbos, we see that they hold not like the Pnei Yeshua in Shabbos, they hold that it's negeh in all places by all averas. From the fact that they didn't answer like the Nesivas, that the pasuk is necessary to teach us over here that you're pater from Malkus. So we see that they hold that the p'tur of Shnayim Sha'asu is not just to pater them from Karban B'shoigig, but it's even to pater them from Malkus. And from the fact that they did not answer like the Keren Oira and Zvachim, that the p'tur over here, the pasuk is teaching us that you're pater even by Ze Eino Yochol V'Ze Eino Yochol, we see that they hold that by Ze Eino Yochol V'Ze Eino Yochol they'd be chayiv. And therefore, every case that you are pater over here, which is Ze Yochol V'Ze Yochol, could have been learned out from the p'tur of Shnayim Sha'asu, from the pasuk of Ba'as Oisa, and they have to say their teretz that the only reason why we have a special pasuk by Shchutei Chutz is because we would have thought that we would be marbe ish to be marbe when two people are shoychet b'chutz, just like the halacha of two people that are mal eivorim b'chutz, and therefore we have the special drash of Ahu to teach us that by Shchutei Chutz, if two people do it, they are potter. The Gemara then brings the shita of Shammai HaZokein in the name of Chagai HaNovi, that if someone tells a shliach, say harayges hanefesh, the mishaleach is chayiv because yesh shliach l'dvar aveira. Rava says at the end of the sugya that even according to Shammai HaZokein that yesh shliach l'dvar aveira, if someone tells the shliach say bo'oilas ha'erva or echoilas ha'chelev, then it's the shliach that's chayiv and the mishaleach is potter. Even though Shammai HaZokein holds yesh shliach l'dvar aveira, but by a bia asura or an achila asura, we don't say that. If the shliach is the one who is nehne, then it's impossible that the mishaleach is going to be the one that's mischayiv. And the achreinim are bothered, what's the pshat in the svara of Rava? What does that mean? That we don't find b'chol ha'Torah kula zeh nene v'zeh mischayev. If Shammai Hazakin holds yesh shliach l'dvar avera and shluchay shel adam kemoisai, just like when Reuven tells Shimon, tzei haroiges hanefesh, Reuven is liable for that hariga, Reuven is the one who's responsible. So the same thing should be when Reuven tells Shimon, tzei ba'olas ha'erva or tzei ha'cholas ha'chelev. If there's a parsha of shluchay shel adam kemoisai, the mishaleach should be chayev. The Noida B'Yehuda in Madura Kama, Evan Ezer Simon Ayin Hei, says a mechudish tikasvara, that the pshat in Rava is because the aleph beis of shlichus, when Reuven tells Shimon to kill someone for him, the only way Reuven could be chayiv is if Shimon does it on behalf of Reuven. Shimon does it because Reuven told him to do it, so in essence he is killing this person for Reuven. If that's the case, then by Tzei Ba'olas Ha'erva and Tzei Acholas Ha'chelev, where the Shliach is having a physical pleasure, Ha'noas Ha'guf, in this Maisa Aveira, then the assumption is that the Shliach is not Mechavein to do it for the Mishaleach. He's not thinking that I'm doing it for someone else. Adarabba, he's doing it for himself. He is Nene from this Bia and from this Achila. And therefore, the Aleph Beis of Shlichus is that you're doing it for someone else. And here, he's assumedly not doing it for someone else. He's doing it for his own pleasure. Therefore, you can't say Shlichus. And that's why, Lo Matzino B'chol HaTorah Kula, Zeh Nene V'zeh Mischayev. However, Rav Baruch Ber, in the Bircha Shmuel Simen Chaf, has a beautiful arichus to explain pshat in this svara of Rava, and he says that the pshat is not like the Noida B'Yehuda, that the assumption is that the person is not doing it on behalf of the Mishaleach. Rather, the whole mechanics of shlichus cannot work on such a type of avera. And he has mocked him with the aside of his Rebbe Reb Chaim Brisker, that Reb Chaim discussed the famous kasha of the Tosis Rid in our sugya, the Tosis Rid on Mem Beis Amid Beis, that if there is a concept of Shluchay Shel Adam Kemoisai in so many areas as we've learned in our sugya, why can't a person be Mekayim mitzvahs ayidei shliach as well? Let him send the shliach to put tefillin on him. Let him send the shliach to sit in the sukkah for him. And Shluchay Shel Adam Kemoisai, that will work. So obviously, shlichus does not work by these type of mitzvahs, but why not? If shluchay shel adam kemoisai, why does it not work? So Reb Chaim explained that the answer to the kasha is because there are two types of mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah that the main thing that a person has to do is a maisa, and then there's a mitzvah that the Torah wants the person's guf to be connected to the maisa, to be connected to the mitzvah. The mitzvah, for example, like a shechita of a Karban Pesach, there's no special hakpad in the Torah that your hands have to be touching the knife that's touching the simanim of the animal. It's a din of a maisa. You have to do a maisa shechita. So shluchay shel adam kemoisai means that the maisa of the shliach could be like the maisa of the mishaleach. And that's why we find in our sugya on Mem Aleph Amid Beis that the shlichus by shechitas Karban Pesach. However, by the mitzvah of sitting in a sukkah, or by the mitzvah of tefillin, the Torah is makbid that your guf has to be yoshev basukkah, or your guf has to be meniach tefillin. If that's the case, it's not just the din of an action, of a maisa, it's that the Torah wants your guf to be in the sukkah, or to be wearing tefillin, then it's not shayach to have the parsha of shlichus. Shlichus could be that the maisa ha-shliach is like the maisa of the mishaleach, but not that the guf of the shliach is like the guf ha-mishaleach. If the Torah wants the guf to be doing that mitzvah, then it can't be done al yedei shlichus. That's what Reb Chaim answers to the Tosis Rid's kasha. The emes is the Tosis Rid himself gives an answer to the kasha, and it's a little unclear, the achroinim are very mairich to figure out exactly what the yesod hateretz of the Tosis Rid is. The Tosis Rid says that we find shlichus by gerushin, by kiddushin, because there the shliach does the maisa, but the chalois gerushin is to the one who is the husband, or the chalois kiddushin is to the mishaleach. And by the Karban Pesach as well, he gets the shliach to shecht it for him, but it's being shechted on the mishaleach's behalf, and he's the one who gets to eat the Karban Pesach. But by sukkah and tefillin, levishas tzitzis and netilas lulav, those types of things you have to do by yourself, and it's not possible to do it al yedei shliach. The Ktzois HaChoshen in Simen Kuf Pei Beis, Sivkotan Aleph, understood that the Tosis Rid was saying that shlichus can only work on a chalois, like by Gerushin and Kedushin, but stam on a maisa, shlichus cannot work. And the Ktzois is matmiya on the Tosis Rid, because the Gemara says here that according to Shammai Hazokin, yei shliach dvar aveira, and if you say tzei haroiges hanefesh, he is chayev al yedei shlichus. So there we see that there's shaykh to have shlichus even on a maisa, not on a chalois. However, in the Tshuva's Beis Ephraim, Choshe Mishpat Simin Samach Zayin, he says that the real kavana of the Tosis Rid is not that the Shlichus is only possible on a Chalois and not on a Maisa, but al derech the Svara of Rab Chaim Brisker that he said to answer the Kasha of the Tosis Rid, that there are certain things that all that has to be done is a Maisa, like by Geirishin and Kiddushin, the Shliach just can do the Maisa, and that's Misyaches to the Mishaleach. What does the Mishaleach have with this? He has the Chalois. The Chalois Geirishin, the Chalois Kedushin, by a Karban Pesach, the Mishaleach has that the Pesach is shechted for him. But if it's possible to do another, a Maisa, that with that Maisa, it'll be Ke'ilu, the Mishaleach did the Maisa, then Shlichus could work like that as well, like by Tzeha Roiges HaNefesh, the Avera of Ritzicha, then it's possible for the Mishaleach to be liable with the Maisa of the Shliach. What the Tosis really is saying is that if it's just a Maisa without a Chalois, and that Maisa, it's not just a din to do an action, but the Torah is makbid that your guf should be doing that Maisa, in other words, like by sitting in the sukkah or by wearing tefillin, then it's not possible to be Mekayim that al yedei Shliach, which in essence is the lamdus that Reb Chaim is saying, that sometimes the Torah is makbid in a mitzvah that it has to be done with the involvement of your physical guf. And if that's the case, that can't be done al yedei shliach. Says Rav Baruch Ber that just like the Reb Chaim says this legabe mitzvahs, we could say the same thing when it comes to averas, that there are two types of averas. An avera like ritzicha, the gedder is a maisa avera. If it's a maisa avera, if you hold yesh shliach l'dvar avera, like Shammai Hazaken, then we could say that the Mishaleach is liable, the Mishaleach is chayev with the Maisa of the Shliach. However, there are certain averas that it's not the Maisa that the Torah was makbid on. It's the Torah doesn't want you to derive a physical pleasure from it. Says Reb Chaim, says the Reb Baruch Ber, that's the Yisoid by Chalovim and Arayas, by Macholas Asuras or by Abia Asura. The Isur is not just the Maisa Achila or the Maisa Bia, it's the Hanas Haguf that the Torah does not want the person to have. That is the Avera. And I'll be mitzayin that the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Lois HaSei Kuf Pei Zayin, says this beferish legabi Yisurei Achila. He says that by Yisurei Achila that are Osir Bahanoa as well, like Basa B'cholov or Kilei HaKerem, it's not two separate mitzvahs, the Isra Hanoa and the Isra Achila. Because the gather of the Isra Achila is really Echad Min Miminei HaAnoa. It's one type, one example, the primary way that a person is nene from a food is with its achila, by eating it. But really the gedder of the Isra achila is the Isra hana. So when the Torah asers the achila of something, it means the hana that comes through the achila, that's really what's aser. And Rav Baruch Ber says it's the same thing by Isra arayas, that it's the hana of the bias arayas, that's what's aser. If that's the case, that's the svar of the Gemara, says Rav Baruch Ber, shaloi matzinu ze nene vize mischayiv. Just like by mitzvah shebegufay, like sukkah and tefillin, it's not possible to have the mechanics of shlichus, because if there's somebody sitting in the sukkah, that mitzvah can't help for someone else. Only the guf that is sitting in the sukkah can be mekayim of the mitzvah. The same thing by the avera of bo'olas ha'erva or echolas ha'chelev, only the guf that's doing that maisa and being nene with the physical pleasure of that avera can be liable for that avera. Ze nene v'ze mischayev, we don't find, you can't be chayev if you're not the one who has the hanoas haguf. Toisvis dibur hamaschil shaloi motzinu applies the yisoid of the Gemara to Me'ila, and Toisvis has a suffix, the ri was mesupik, if let's say Ruvain would tell his shliach Shimon to go stick his hand into shemen, that is kachim, and have Hanoah from the Sicha, from smearing himself with that oil, would there be Shlichus or not? Do we say that the Mishaleach would be Chayiv because by Me'ila we hold, even if not like Shammai Hazaken, but we hold by Me'ila, that's one of the exceptions, that Yeh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, or maybe we'll say there as well, Zeh Nenev Zeh Mischayiv Loyam Rinon. So what exactly is the suffix of Tosfos? L'chayra, in Svara, we should say there that we don't say Zeh Nenev Zeh Mischayiv, and the Shliach is the one that should be Chayiv. And that's what the Tosis HaRosh says. What's pshat in the suffix of the Ri, that the Ri has a tzad, that the Mishaleach will be Chayiv, b'me'ila, in this case, l'chayra, it's an issue of a hanas haguf, and if that's the case, we should say, lo'y matzinu zeh nene v'zeh mischayiv. So Rav Baruch Ber in that same piece, in the Bircha Shmuel Simin Chaf, says that the reason for the suffix of Taisvis is because Me'ila is not with the regular Gedarim of an Isser Hanah. He brings the Yisayit of Rav Chaim, that Rav Chaim says in Hilchas Me'ila, Parachas Halacha Aleph, based on the sugya in Me'ilah Daf Yud Ches and a number of other Mekairis, that the geder of the Isser Me'ilah is a geder of Gzela. Just like it's also to steal from a hedyot, there's a din of gezel gavoya. It's not with the regular gedarim of Yisurei Hana, and that's why we find that the shir of Me'ilah is a shave pruta, because it's an issue of gezel mammon, of stealing mammon of hegdish. And Rav Baruch Ber brings from the sugi in Bava Kama Daf Chaf Amid Beis, and the sugi of zenen evizeloi chaser. If you hold zenen evizeloi chaser is potter b'negeah to bein adam lechaveroi, so then it's the same ptur by Me'ilah as well. If you're nene, but it's loy chaser, hegdish is not chaser, then you'll be potter from Me'ilah. That's what it says in the Gemara in Bava Kama. Says Rav Baruch Ber, that's explained based on the same Yisoid, that the geder of the Isser Hanah, of the Isser Me'ilah, is an Isser Gzeilas Hegdish. And I'll be mitzayin the Lashon of the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Pei Chesam at Beis, that calls Me'ilah Gezel Gavoya. Mashma, like the Yisoid of Rav Chaim and like the Yisoid of Rav Baruch Ber, that the geder of the Isser Me'ilah is Gzeila from Hegdish. If that's the case, says Rav Baruch Ber, that's the Suffolk of Taisvis. Of course, when the Isser and the geder of the Isser is Hanoas Haguf, like by Chalavim and Arayas, then it's Pashut. We won't say Zeh Nene V'Zeh Mischayev. If one person is Nene, then obviously he's the one who's liable and not anybody else. But in a type of Isser Hanoah, where the Geder of the Isser is, like the Gedarim of Isser Gzela, just like Gezel Hedyoit, so this is a Gezel Gavoya, Gezel, the Isser is a Maisa Gezel. And if you ask your Shliach to steal something for you, so then there would be Shlichus on a Gzela. Because by Gzela, it's an issue of an action, of a Maisa. So here, it's an interesting blend. There's an Isser to have Hanoah, but the Geder of that Isser Hanoah is that it blibes a Gzela from Gavoya. So over here, Taisvis was mistapik, that maybe in such a case, we will say Shlichus. Maybe we apply the cloud that Zenen of Zem is Chayev Loyamina and there's no Shlichus, but maybe over here there will be shlichus. But al kopanim, the svara of the Gemara, in a case where the geder of the Isser is the Isser Hanoah itself, like the Chalavim and the Arayas, that's where Rav Baruch Ber explains that that's where it's pasha to Rava, that is not going to be possible to have the parsha of shlichus, and therefore if someone says, say ba'olas ha'ervo, or say acholas ha'chelev, the shliach is going to be chayev and not the mishaleach. The Gemara at the end of the Amud brings the Machloikis Amiroim whether Shliach Nase Eid or Ein Shliach Nase Eid. Rav says Shliach Nase Eid, and the Bei Rabbi Shila Amri Ein Shliach Nase Eid. And according to the second Lashon HaGemara, the Shitas are turned around, but Al Kopanim, the Gemara says that the reason for the Amira that holds Ein Shliach Nase Eid cannot be because this Shliach was not designated to be an Eid. Because by Eidus L'Kiddushin, you do not need the Eidim to be designated. You don't need that the Chasim should tell the Eidim, Atem Eidai. It's important to mention here the words of the Ritva, that even though it's pasha to the Gemara, that by Kiddushin you do not have to designate the Eidei Kiddushin and tell them Atem Eidai, however, that's only min hastam. But if we're in a situation where there are psulim or relatives around, like is the case by most chasanas, that around the chuppah where the kiddushin is taking place, there are many kroivim who are possible to be edim, then for sure the chasan has to be miyached to edim kiddushin, because if he's not miyached edim, then all of these people have the status of edim, and edus shebatla mitzasa batla kula. Since some of them are possible because they are relatives, therefore edus shebatla mitzasa batla kula. And even though the Gemara in Makas Davavam Adal says that if the other people, the psulim, were not mechaving to testify, then they don't mess up the edus. That is only by dinei mamonis, says the Ritva, or by dinei nefashis, where the edus is just levarer. But when you have a case of kiddushin where there's a gzeres hakasev that you need edus lakiyam hadavar, then there's a chesaron even if those psulim or kroivim are not mechaving to testify. And memela, in order to make it a kashra kiddushin, the chasen does have to be miyached to edim. And the Ritva says, "Kach hoyre Rabbeinu halacha lemaisa," that his Rebbe the Ra'ah paskin this way halacha lemaisa. Avol ein ze dasa mefarshim. Other mefarshim argue and hold that even in the presence of kroivim, you do not have to be miyachid to eid kedushin, and that's taka the shita of Tosfos in Bava Basra, daf kuf yud dalet amud alef, that even if there are psulim or kroivim around, the chasan does not have to be miyachid the eid kedushin. And the Ritva ends off by saying, "Veroi lahachmir." And that means two things. It's roi to be machmir, first of all, like the ra'ah, that lechatchila, the chasen, should be miyached edim if there are kroivim in the vicinity. But secondly, also you have to be machmir like the shita of the other mefarshim, like the shita of Tosis and Bava Basra, that if for whatever reason the chasan and the kala want to break the marriage, you have to be matzrich get, even though you were not miyached edim. You have to say, like those shitas, that it's a good kiddushin, the edim are good edim, even though they were not designated as edim, and therefore if they want to separate from each other, we require the chasan to give a get. Al Kopanim, our Gemara is talking about a case where there were no kroivim and no psulim in the vicinity, and therefore the Gemara says as a davar pashut that you do not have to say atem edai by a kiddushin. If that's the case, what's pshat in the shita of the Amoira that ein shliach nasa eid? So the Gemara explains, because since we say shluchay shaladam kemoisai, therefore havalei kegufei, and memela he is possible to be an eid. What's exactly pshat in this svara? And what's pshat in the other Amoira that holds shliach nasa eid? Everybody holds shluchay shaladam kemoisai. What's pshat exactly in this machloikes, whether shliach nasa eid or ein shliach nasa eid? So the Arsameach in Hilchas Geirishin, in Perek Beis Halacha Tezvav, talks about a famous Hakira that we've mentioned a number of times in the Shiurim. What is the Geder of Shlichus? Do we say that the Shliach is the main one who is Poyel the Chalois? The Meshaleach gave over the Koyach to the Shliach, and now the Shliach is the one who is Poyel? Or do we say, no, it is the Meshaleach who is Poyel with his Das, and the Shliach just acts as his Yoda Arichta, as his extended hand? But it's really the Das HaMishaleach that is Poyel. The Arsameach says that this is a machloikes between the Tur and the Rambam. In the case of Nishtate HaMishaleach, if the Mishaleach becomes a Shaita, so the Tur says that the Shlichus is Batal Medairaisa, and that's because the Tur holds that the Mishaleach is the main Poyel, and if his Das is not present, so it can't be a good Shlichus, it can't be a good Chalois. And the Rambam holds that by Nishtate HaMishaleach Medairaisa, it is a good Shlichus, only Midrabanan by a get, we say it's not a good get, but Midairaisa, it is a good Shlichus, and that's because the Rambam holds that the Shliach is Poyel, and therefore, even if the Mishaleach does not have Das, it's the Das HaShliach that is Poyel. Al-Kopanim says the Arsameach that we could suggest that that is the Machloikis between Rav and the Bei Rebbe Shila. According to the Shita that holds that Shliach Nase'id, that is because the Mishaleach is the one who is Poyel, like the Shita of the Tur. And therefore, if the Mishaleach is the one who is Poyel, the Shliach is merely acting as his extended hand, so he is not considered a Baal Davar, and therefore he could be an aid. However, if you hold like the Rambam that the Shliach is Poyel, then we would say like the Shita that ain't Shliach Nasa aid. Because if the Shliach is the one who has the koyach to be Poyel here, then he becomes like the Baal Davar. He is Nase Kegufe, he is the main one over here, and therefore he cannot be an aid. He has the din of a Baal Davar, and therefore Ein Shliach Nase Aid. The Pshat in the Gemara is not so Pashut that this Machloikis Amiroim would be totally on this Lamdus, Befrat, that it comes out, if we paskin, like the Gemara says, Beferish Vehilchasa, that Shliach is Nase Aid. That would mean, according to the Arsameach, that the Mishaleach is the one who is Poyel, and therefore the Shliach is not a Baldover, the Shliach is Nase'id, which would be Shver on the Rambam. Because if the Rambam holds that the Shliach is the one who is Poyel, and therefore by Nishtate HaMishaleach, it could still be a good Shlichus Medai Raisa, because the Shliach is the one who is Poyel, that would come out not like the Maskon of this Gemara. And the Rambam himself in Hilchas Ishus, Perek Gimel, Halacha Tezayin, paskins like our Gemara that a Shliach is Nase'id. So if the Lamdus would be like the Arsameach, that the Shliach is Nase'id because the Mishaleach is Poyel, how could the Rambam himself say that when the Nishtate HaMishaleach, it is a good Kiddushin, it is a good Shlichus Medairaisa, because the Shliach is Poyel? That comes out not so glat according to the Mahalach of the Arsameach. However, we do have a Pirish in the Rishonim on this Gemara, and that is found in the Rivosh in Simen Pei Beis, and it's brought down by Harchava in the Avnei Miluim in Simen Lamed Hei, Sifkatan Aleph. And that is that Reb Shila, the Bei Reb Shila, or the Shita that holds that Ein Shliach Nase Eid, is because since the Shliach is Havalei Kegufei, therefore he has a din of a Baal Davar, and even though he is not Megea B'davar, he doesn't care whether this Kiddushin took place or not, still, since Lamaisa, he is a Baal Davar is possible to be an Eid. And what about the other Shita, that a Shliach is Nase Eid? On that, the Avnei Miluim expounds on the Rivosh and says that that Shita holds that even a Baal Davar is allowed to be an aid if he does not have Negius. This is a new case where the person is a Baal Davar, the Shliach is a Baal Davar because Shluchei Shaladam Kemoisai, but he doesn't have Negius. He's not directly involved in this Kiddushin. So therefore, if he doesn't have negius, but he is a Baal Dover, does that work or not? That's the machloikis. If we hold ein shliach nasa aid, that means a Baal Dover can't be an aid, even though he doesn't have negius. But the shita of ein shliach nasa aid holds that the shita of shliach nasa aid holds that even a Baal Dover could be an aid since he does not have negius. Lemaisa, the way the Avne Miluim explains the machloikis based on the Rivash is also not so pashut, because the Shaar Mishpat, in the Sefer Shaar Mishpat, Simen Kuf Mem, Sivkotan Zayin, he explains Beshita Sarambam that a Baal Dover is pasul even when he does not have negius. If someone has the status of a Baal Dover, then he is pasul even though he doesn't have negius. So that would come out according to the way the Avne Miluim explained it, like the Shita of Ein Shliach Nasaid. And we just said that the Rambam himself paskins like our Gemara that a shliach is nase'id. If you paskin like a shliach nase'id, so how could the Rambam say that a Baal Dover is pasul even when he does not have negius? So the Shaar Mishpat over there explains a little differently the machloikas, and that is the mashmos of the Rivash himself over there in Simen Pei Beis, that the shita of ein shliach nase'id holds that since shluchei shel adam kemoisai havalei kegufei, that he's like a Baal Dover mamish. And as we said, a Baal Dover, the Rambam holds, is pasul le'edus, even if he does not have negius. What about the shita that shliach nase'id? That's because he's ein hashliach ke Baal Dover legamri. He's not like a Baal Dover legamri. The pshat is not that he holds that it's kosher because he does not have negius. A Baal Dover is taka pasul even without negius, according to the Rambam. However, the pshat is that this person is not really a Baal Dover. He's a shliach, shluchei shel adam kemoisai, but he's not mamish like a Baal Dover. Well, if that's the case, then that is the machloikas, whether shliach nasa eid or not. Of course, shluchei shel adam kemoisai, his maisa, kedushin, works here on behalf of the mishaleach, just like the maisa of the mishaleach would have worked. However, does that make him mamish like a Baal Dover, and therefore a Baal Dover is pasul even though he doesn't have negias? Or do we say that he's not a Baal Dover mamish, since he's only a shliach, and therefore shliach nasa eid? According to this Hezbra of the Shaar Mishpat, we could understand the words of the Rif, the Avne Miluim and Simen Lamed Hei, Sifkatan Beis, brings that the Rif had a suffix that even though it says in this Gemara that a shliach is nase'id, maybe that's only by a shliach lahilacha. But a shliach lekabbalah that the lady makes to be makabel her kiddushin, maybe by a shliach lekabbalah will say, ain shliach nase'id. And the Achroinim are bothered. What's the difference? If you hold, let's say, like the reason that a shliach lahilacha is nasa aid, because a Baal Dover is allowed to be an aid as long as he doesn't have negius. So then a shliach lekabbalah as well, saif kol saif, he doesn't have negius. Why would a shliach lekabbalah be worse that we would say ain shliach nasa aid? However, according to the way the Shaar Mishpat explains in the Rivash, that the machloikes is whether a shliach becomes like a Baal Dover. And the hachra of the Gemara is shliach nase'id, because the shliach is not ke Baal Dover mamish. He's close to a Baal Dover. He's shluchai shel adam kemoisai. But he doesn't have a din of a Baal Dover mamish. Then you could say that a shliach lekabbalah will be worse. And that is based on the yesoid that we mentioned in the Shiurim on Daf Mem Aleph, in the name of the Rimigash, and Bedas HaRambam himself, that a shliach lekabbalah is different than a shliach lahilacha. A shliach lahilacha is a regular shliach on a maisa nesinas hakedushin or nesinas haget. However, a shliach lekabbalah has to be that the yad hashliach is ki yad hamishaleach, that it's considered v'nosan biyada when you give it to the hand of the shliach, just like it would be by giving it to the hand of the isha. And that's why the Rambam says that even though appointing a shliach lahilacha does not need edus l'kiyam adavar, but appointing a shliach kabbalah would need edus l'kiyam adavar. And that's why the Rimigash says that when it says that an eved who is not b'toyras gittin v'kiddushin can't be a shliach, that's only a shliach l'kabbalah, but a shliach lahilacha, he could be b'toyras shlichus. Al kopanim, if that yesod is true, then we can understand the suffix of the Rif, that even though the Gemara's machria, that the din of shluchai shel adam kemaisai does not make the shliach like a Baal Dover, it could be that that's only by shliach lahilacha. But by shliach lekabbalah, where the shliach is doing more, he's not just doing an action on behalf of his mishaleach, he is actually becoming that his yad is like the yad ha'isha, then there's more of a svara that that person becomes a Baal Dover. And if the person is a Baal Dover, even though he doesn't have negius, he would be pasul. Ba'al kopanim, that is the pshat that the Shaar Mishpat says, based on the Rivash, on the words of the Rivash, Rivash in the Machloikas between Rav and Debei Rabbi Shila, that if you hold Shliach Nasa'id, it's because you're not Kibal Dover Mamish. If you hold Ain Shliach Nasa'id, then it's because Havale Kigufei, that then you're Mamish like a Baldover. And the Hachra of the Gemara is Vehilchas a Shliach Nasa'id, because the Shliach does not become Mamish like a Baldover.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.